Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. On this day in 1906, Alberto Santos Dumont piloted an airplane in the first heavier-than-air flight in Europe. Katharina Pirot, spokeswoman for the health and drug policy for the Berlin Greens, told RBB that in Berlin, the permissible limit for cocaine or heroin could be 3 grams. Currently in Berlin, only cannabis is covered by a regulation on personal use. The public prosecutor's office can discontinue criminal proceedings up to a limit of 15 grams. Pirot told the DPA that if an addict is caught with a small amount of heroin and then has to pay a high fine, it does not help anyone, and she believes the point is to regulate hard drugs in a practical way, and that a regulation of one's own needs can be decided at state level, adding that, quote, that would be a relief for the police, society, and all those involved. From a legal point of view, no laws would have to be changed. Green Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt could instruct the public prosecutor's office to apply the narcotics law less strictly. Currently, however, he told RBB that he does not see a majority vote in the red-red-green Senate. The SPD also disagrees with Pirot's demand. Thomas Eisenberg, SPD health policy spokesman, remarked, quote, for hard drugs, we will not have this discussion. That is not in the coalition agreement. Berlin's CDU leader Kai Wegner called Pirot's proposal, quote, completely out of the question. An exemption limit encourages trivialization of life-threatening drugs. The consequences would be more consumption, more crime, and more health misery. A sharp rejection of the demand also came from the police union in Berlin. Spokesman Benjamin Yendro said, quote, the Greens should slowly start investing their energy in the implementation of the coalition agreement and not keep conjuring up new crazy ideas. 200 people died last year in Berlin from the consumption of hard drugs. Yendro added, quote, it's a misbelief that the illegal trade will stop if substances are legally available. A large number of the dealers are themselves consumers and will have to continue to finance drugs so that the work for the judiciary and the police does not become less. And, quote, what we really need is more serious prevention work and full political backing to provide all possible measures to our colleagues in the fight against drugs. From this week on, Berlin students will be able to contact a new anonymous help telephone line. Per Tanja Rottmann, co-founder of the service, Nightline Berlin is open every Thursday from 9 p.m. to midnight, and depending on demand, the times could be extended. Rottmann explained that in principle, students can call with any problem, although one should not forget that the listeners are not trained psychologists. Nightline differs from other counseling centers in that students are also sitting at the other end of the line. According to Humboldt Universität, the aim is to create a low-threshold offer to speak to someone at the same level. The university has agreed to finance the hotline for an initial period of 1 year, and the service is aimed at students from all Berlin universities. During a training weekend, Nightline volunteers are instructed how to listen actively and to communicate their own limits. If, however, callers report serious problems, they are to be forwarded to other psychosocial services. In addition, regular meetings and supervision by professional psychologists are designed to prevent student listeners from feeling overwhelmed or even developing problems themselves. Bettina Schwab, a certified psychologist responsible for training at the Telefonseelsorge Berlin, fears that a training weekend is not enough, as employees have to be very keenly aware of when a caller becomes acute and needs professional help. Training with the Telefonseelsorge lasts 1.5 years. Schwab added, however, quote, nevertheless, I think Nightline is a good idea in principle, and she's interested in an exchange and cooperation, not in competitive thinking. Rottmann herself is a trained emergency chaplain and said that most callers come forward because of problems with relationships or their studies, as was shown by experiences with Nightline in Potsdam, where the service has existed for several years. Newcomers to the city who felt lonely often called as well. Nightlines already exist in many other German cities, including Dresden, Munster, and Frankfurt am Main. In Berlin, the service can be reached at 030-2093-70666. Friedrichshain already has them, and now they are also to contribute to traffic calming in Mitte. They are the red and white metal bollards which block automobile traffic from entering streets. The Greens in Mitte would like to do the same as Florian Schmidt, a Green city councillor from Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, who had the bollards erected in several places in the Samariterkiez to prevent cars from passing through. In a proposal for the next meeting of the District Assembly on October 24th, five crossings in Gesundbrunnen, Wedding, and Moabit will be mentioned, which, in the view of the Greens, would be considered for such a measure, and the plans are expected to provide fast and effective traffic calming. However, it's to be expected that the posts will lead to fierce discussions, as in Friedrichshain. In any case, opponents and supporters of the measures organized in a local residents' initiative are quite irreconcilably opposed to each other. It's controversial, above all, whether the bollards in the districts lead to more so-called, quote, search traffic elsewhere. For a list of the five areas being considered, please follow the link in our show notes. On Tuesday night, the owner of a Späti used a doner kebab knife to drive a suspected robber away. According to police, the suspect first threatened the 59-year-old owner at Friedrich Karlstrasse in Tempelhof with a knife and demanded cash. But instead of complying with the request, the threatened man himself pulled out his doner kebab knife, which in turn caused the suspect to flee empty-handed. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.